Welcome to the podcast of Encounter Ministries International. This message ministered by Leon Dupria will bring supernatural transformation to your life, and we also believe that you will have an unforgettable encounter with the supernatural God. For more free resources such as sermons, videos, photos, and information on this ministry, please visit our website at www.encounterint.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube by searching for Encounter Ministries International or Leon Dupria. We hope that this message will be a blessing to you.
This place is full of angels worshiping with you. This place is full of angels pouring oil out on you. Atmosphere is so cleansed right now. Give him a praise offering, church, if you can. Sense the presence, or is it just me? Just raise your hand so that I can just see. Amen. Why am I so serious on it? Is because I just want to share something quickly. And that's, you know, the Lord said to me three things He wants to do tonight. He said to me, deliverance. Then He said to me, how many of you were here last night? I just want to see how many of you were here. That's great. He said to me first, He wants to do deliverance. And then He said He's going to bring in a wave of repentance. That's why I allowed us to go into a moment of repentance. When last have we cried out to Him? When last have our hearts broken in front of Him? Are you guys with me? Sometimes we can be so hard. You guys still looking at me like as if you want to kill me. Sometimes we can be so hard. Like, when last have we cried before God? Broken down before Him. He's looking for a broken people. Are you guys with me? Why am I saying this? Because I know what He wants to bring in next. He said to me, Monday night was the rain, Tuesday night was the river, and tonight is revival, and the spirit of revival is flat here in front. Revival. But before He can do that, He wants us to come to a place of repentance and come to a place of brokenness. There are people, if we have wounds and hurts in our hearts, we are not allowed in His presence. Are you guys with me? It's very flat in front. And let me just try here. When we have hurts and wounds in our hearts, we are not allowed into His presence. A broken heart carries His presence. A hurting and a wounded heart needs healing. Are you guys with me? So when I'm saying we're not allowed into His presence, I'm speaking of the most holy place. There is a place that God has prepared for us. It is called the most holy place. That is a place that God has prepared for us. It is called the secret place, the hiding place. It is in that place where nothing is impossible. It is in that place where the enemy cannot find you. Are you guys with me? But God requires our hearts to be healed and to be surrendered to Him, to be ushered. In that place I don't go into. I must be taken into that place by God. I cannot step into the most holy place. God must usher me into it. Are you guys with me? He does it on the condition and the basis of my heart attitude. So I believe and I sense that there is a hungry and a thirsty and a broken people. What do I mean by brokenness? That once we behold the glory of God and in comparison, we become broken because we know that we know that we know we don't deserve His presence. We don't deserve eternity. We don't deserve eternal life. We don't deserve what He has done for us, and we become broken. Why do I feel alone here? Is everybody with me? Amen. Is there still devils? Last time somebody was manifesting and they were hiding under the chair. Here. Is it everything okay? Hey? I'm just taking it calm because I'm waiting just for a moment. Are you guys all okay? If there's anything that's uncomfortable, it's the devil inside of you. So anybody, that anything that's questioning you on what is happening, it's the devil. It's only the devil that cannot stand to His presence. Amen. I want us to be, listen, what am I doing? I'm preparing us. Why do I carry on so with worship? Because I can. And Pastor Mark said to me that he sent me a message, a couple of messages, but he's very excited. And he just said, do whatever you want. Let revival come. Open up the taps. Let the people experience revival. So I am saying to myself that there is no limits. There is no boundaries. There is no restriction. God can come into this place and do whatever He desires, whatever He wants to. And He can come in any moment, any second, and He can come and do what He wants. Come on. And the spirit of revival is going to fall. And when the spirit of revival falls, your bum is not going to be able to sit stuck to your chair. Because once revival falls, you will be activated. And that was my prayer for this week, that every person is activated in power, is activated under the anointing, is activated in the supernatural, that you leave this place and cast out devils and heal the sick and work miracles. Come on. Come on, get activated. Do it out of our hearts. Here, come and breathe upon your people. Come and revive us, Lord. Listen. Just keep your hands raised for me. As you raise your hands, let me just say something. Why does the devil hate you raising your hands? Why does the devil hate you with your hands lifted high? I know it's tiring. It's okay. You're going to have a break until Sunday. Why does the devil hate you raising your hands? Because there's three angels. Just stay like this, because I want the revelation to drop. There was the archangel Gabriel, that was the messenger of the word. There was the warrior angel, the warrior angel Michael. There was another archangel Lucifer, who was the worshiper in heaven, and he led heaven in worship. And what happens is now the church comes in, and our hands are by our sides. Some are standing with their hands folded, some sit down. But not in a court or where a judge walks in or when the president walks in. we will stand up. And I'm not speaking if you can't, so don't worry. I'm speaking of those who do it with disrespect. But when the King of Kings, the President of President, the Judges of Judges comes in, he deserves all the glory. So what Lucifer did is he led the heavens in worship, and he fell into pride, and God kicked him out of heaven. And that's why God created an image and a likeness, a people after his name, in his image, in his likeness, you and I, to worship him. And every time you lift your hands in the air and you close your eyes and you worship God, the devil looks at you and he gets angry, because every time he looks at you and he sees you, you remind him of what he once had and where he once was, but where he has fallen from and what he no longer has, because Satan got fired and you and I got hired in his place. You took his job prescription. So I want us to remind the devil of what he lost. He was the most anointed angel in heaven, and he is no longer such. Now he is the most unanointed creature on this earth, and you and I carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Come on, give Jesus a praise offering. Come on, praise him. Amen. Amen. You guys can have your seats. Just stay with me. You know, the Bible says, I'll get down to the spirit of revival, but the Bible says, I was just reminding of that when we were worshiping him. I said to Maling last night that I can worship. I could have stayed on with the service till 12 o'clock and worshipped. I have no, my flesh, only reason is when we don't want to worship is when our flesh is still alive. And the Bible says, behold, when we behold the glory of God, we are changed into the very same image. Are you guys with me? 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 7, I believe it is. You don't have to put it up. But every time we behold, say with me, behold the glory. That means every time I see God, an aspect of God, an aspect, a side of God, the Bible says when I behold that, when I see it, I am changed and transformed into that same image. That is why we go from one dimension of glory into another dimension of glory. Every revelation you and I have of God, we go to a higher place, a deeper place, and we are changed into that same image. Now just stay with me. Why do you think, I told you last night, Adam and Eve, when they were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, they still lived 930 years or something. And they lived 930 years because they carried so much glory on them that it took them so long to die. I don't care what theological debate you have. Then you'll see they got less and less and less and less from there, because the Bible says the glory is fading. Amen? But that's the old covenant glory. But the Bible says if the glory in the old covenant was so powerful, how much more glorious is the covenant of the Spirit that we're living in right now? Which means that what they experienced in the old covenant doesn't compare to what we have right now with God. But listen, Enoch, let me just explain to you beholding the glory. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and suddenly he was not. Why does it say that? If, you know, some doctors and scientists will tell you that the nerve of your feet and your hands are connected to your eye. And that's why King David says lifting up of holy hands. Because when we lift up holy hands in worship, 95% of people, when they lift up their hands, they close their eyes. Why do they close their eyes? Because they're beginning to see. Are you guys with me? That's why the Bible says that David danced before the Lord. Because when he danced and he moved his feet, he began to see the future. I have to contradict my circumstances in today to see the future. The Bible said that Enoch walked with God And he saw God. Behold, those who behold the glory will be changed into that very same image. Enoch walked so close with God that he saw so much of God that he was translated into that same image that it was becoming illegal for him to be on this earth. Why do you think God cannot be on this earth? Why do you think God had to be born through a man? He had to come through a legal route. He had to come through a legal avenue. But Enoch saw so much of God that he became illegal on this earth, and God had to take him. You're not getting it. You're not getting it, my God. Enoch has to come back to die. According to the laws of nature, he has to come back to die. That's why you'll be one of the prophets that will come back. Same with Elijah. Are you guys with me? And just stay with me. Enoch walked with God. He beheld so much of God. He was changed the whole time into that same image over and over until he became illegal, until he became dangerous for people around him. God had to take him because he became one with God. Moses had so much of God in his life. At the age of 120, God said to him, Moses, go and die. Because if I don't tell you to die, Moses, you're going to carry on living because of all the glory that you're carrying. Listen to me, Moses had so much power on him that nobody attended his funeral. That's why the archangel Michael had to watch over his body, because you don't take power to heaven. Because if they found his body, they would have made a god out of it because of the glory that was contained in the body. And the Bible says that if the old covenant was so much glorious, how much more glorious is the new covenant that we are living in right now? You and I are going to see the greatest move of God in the history of mankind. Come on! You don't know what you have on the inside of you. There's power on the inside of you. There's a kingdom on the inside of you. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is inside of you. Come on. I want you to see it, that when you walk into your workplace, that the devils tremble because you carry the uncreated creating one on the inside of you. Come on, come on, come on. Sing. King of Kings. King of Kings.
Lord of Lords. King of Kings. Lord of Lords.
Great I am.
King of Kings.
Lord of Lords.
Great I am.
Lord of Lords, great I am. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am. Declare it. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am. Inside of me,
inside of me.
King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am, inside of me. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am, inside of me. Come on, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am, inside of me. One more time, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, great I am, inside of me. Come on, praise Him. I want you to get that revelation. I haven't started the message. Last night when I opened my eyes, it was 20 past 9. And we finished a bit later than that. In the glory, there is no time. Amen. You can be glad I'm here at Destiny because I'm behaving myself. Otherwise, we're starting now only. But I just want to throw this out. I believe it is a word of God for you. And then I believe that God wants to put His spirit of revival upon you, but I want you to catch this revelation. Are you guys with me? Just before that, so we have some testimonies. There was a young man, maybe if you can stand, where you? Just stand there so people can see you. Just come here for me, I want to just test you. He must test me. What is your name? Dylan. Okay, now I know we do our best to get medical reports, guys, with me. So I always encourage the guys to get a medical report. And we do have medical reports of blind eyes that opened, and we do have the medical certificates at home. But we prayed for pain last night, and he was not the only person that came to us. But he had a fusion. Is that right? They did a fusion in your back and a disc replacement. Okay, too. And in praise and worship, I don't know, maybe Kelly, you would know this, but he had a lot of pain and he had to sit down and he had to calm down his body. And when we prayed for him, the pain left. And up to now, the pain is still gone and he can do and move free without pain. Amen. And can we give Jesus Christ a praise offering? And then I was standing here in front of Kelly and another lady, and I was so upset because I didn't know Kelly had twins that were 13 years old. And I stood in front of, and I prophesied. And if you could remember, I asked the lady, what is the age of your twins? Because God says, I saw 13 and I saw a boy and a girl. She said to me, 14. And only afterwards, Kelly said to me, no, but her twins, she's got a boy and a girl and 13 years old. And that is how God would speak. We see a lot of miracles. We see a lot of things. A destiny is sometimes a little bit more difficult because I'm a son in the house and I'm familiar. So it's like, who's Leon? He's only the son of Pastor Mark. You know, I'm joking. I'm really joking. But familiarity can rob you of that. And I've really enjoyed the Feast of Tabernacles. We're only getting started now, so just don't worry, just hold on. The presence of God is ultimate for me. I don't feel like I need to preach and give you a 5-point teaching after we had an encounter like last night when God came in. And those of you that missed last night, you missed it. But there was a moment here in worship tonight when we sang that the King is here and the heavens ripped open. You will experience double before tonight is over. When it rips open, that's your opportunity to grab a hold of what God has for you. You can walk out of this place with your new job. You can walk out of this place with a new promotion, with a business, with a new bank account. If Jesus can take a fish out of a coin's mouth, He can touch your bank account like He touched my bank account. Come on. If He can save your soul, He can bless you financially. It is nothing for Him. Debt will be cancelled from this night. You will testify of the goodness of God. For this is a year of great anointed exploits, says the Spirit of God. For I shall raise up my sons and my daughters in this house, and I shall send them into the nations of this world. I shall cause them not only to be city shakers, but to be nation shakers. Because the devil suggested nothing is going to happen. I heard the suggestions of the enemy towards destiny. And then God said to me, tell destiny that the next 5 years is going to be the greatest they have ever seen. For I shall bring multiplication and revival will come out of this place. For many will be sent from destiny into ministry, into business, into politics, into presidential areas. And the Spirit of God is saying, I shall raise up mighty, mighty, great, exceeding army in this place. For watch the next 5 years, says the Spirit of God. Watch as you connect and associate and connect yourself to this part of the vine. That as you connect yourself, every blessing that the gifts on this pulpit carry, you will have access into it. For we're entering into a time where God is drawing back the hearts of the fathers to the hearts of the sons. And the Bible says that the earth is crying out in eager expectation for a manifestation of the sons of God, of the sons and the daughters of God who is in this place. If you are remnant, give Him a praise offering. Shout for your breakthrough. Atmosphere, behold the glory, behold God as your deliverer, as your healer, as your savior. Come on. Wave is gonna come just now. Spirit of revival is going to come upon you tonight, and I'm not going to apologize. I want you to be hungry. Snatch it. You are very hungry. It's going to rest upon you. You're going to walk out of this place. Many of you have seen revivals 20 years ago. Revival that is coming is going to be the greatest ever. Because this nation, I can go to the United States, and it's good, but there's a lot of tradition. I love the United States, but when I come into South Africa, it's like when I put my foot on the ground of South Africa, there's an open heaven, because God has appointed this nation for the biggest end time harvest and a revival that you've ever seen. So I want the people in this place. You mustn't limit yourself. I'm going to share the prophetic word tonight. You must not limit yourself. It's 9 o'clock. If you feel like you want to go and miss out on God, you can do that. But if you have to go, you can go. And I'm just going to carry on. Just stay with me. And I have the permission of my Father in heaven and on earth. Amen. So, you know, people underestimate the power of spiritual fathers. When I am sent out from destiny, I did a very wise thing. And I took that video clip and I put it on YouTube. Because now nobody can say otherwise. And when we go into a region, I can go into the country of Namibia. I can go wherever we want. But when I go into a region, I don't go on my own authority. When I step into a region, I get in there with the backing of the one who sent me. And I know God sends, but God uses man to send us. Are you guys with me? This revelation must be caught in this nation so that we can understand, because I have seen so many ministries out there that are my own age or they're a little bit older than me, and they cannot listen. And this is no boasting, but we would relax as a ministry and do more in 1 month than some ministries do in 5 years because of being sent and not went. God said to me that He is going to send people out of this place. Even the young people, They said to me 10 years ago, I will never, ever, ever make it. He said to me 10 years ago, I am not called to a fivefold gift. He did. In a car, outside of a college. But God. Because if the devil says, I can't, it's exactly what God said, I can. Otherwise, the devil wouldn't bother you to tell you you can't. So if he's whispering to you, nations, as he's whispering to me, God is whispering to you, nations, you must understand that the devil will throw everything against you to stop you. If God is whispering millions and the devil says you can't, but you have this small business, Greg, how could it ever expand? But God. God says, Destiny, you're going to do great exploits for the King and His kingdom and the young people. Great exploits. Come here. Great exploits. Great exploits. Great exploits. Great exploits. What are we going to carry on just now? I need to get this through. Say with me, great exploits. Ezekiel 37, verse number 1. I'm going to go quickly. I want you to understand this. There's three keys. The spirit of revival. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord. Say the hand of God. And set me down in the midst of a valley. And it was full of dry bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very, very dry. Say, very, very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath, say breath, to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Say with me, a noise. And suddenly a rattling, and bone came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And this is where the Holy Spirit spoke to me. When I read the scripture, it says, but there was no breath in them. Say with me, breath. Bones represent structure. Are you guys with me? Just sort that out. Is it out? Okay. Bones represent structure. Destiny has a structure. Are you guys with me? Then God says, prophesy to these bones and they're going to come together and I'm going to put flesh on them. When the flesh comes on them, flesh speaks of people. So we have two things. We have bones and we have people. But we have no breath. Just stay with me. I'm not saying we have no breath in here. Is that okay? I'm just speaking prophetically. Structure and people. And then God said, Ezekiel, prophesy the breath, which is the Spirit of God, the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of revival. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, He revives you. Some are sitting very dry. You're like, you've just been in too many religious churches for too long. It's like, it's time for a revival. For that yoke to be broken. When you have bones, structure in a church, and when you have people, as we do have a destiny, and God sends the spirit of revival, the breath of God, let me read to you what's going to take place and what God spoke to me about. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of revival, came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. And the Spirit of God said to me, not just an army, an exceeding great army. Just like the rain, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. God is about to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever think or dream or think about. Come on. According to the power inside of you. Say with me. Say Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. I think it says, God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think of, or something like that. According to the power that works in us. Are you guys with me? Mark chapter number 11 verse 23 says, how do I get that power out? Bible says, he who says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and believes in his heart that whatever he says, I shall do. Some are doubting me. Let me just go there. Matthew, Mark 11. Here we are. Verse 23. For surely I say to you, whosoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. Say with me. Go back. He will have whatever he says. The question is, what are we saying? There's power on the inside of you that's working exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever think of. But God is waiting for you to say it, to prophesy it, to speak it. Say millions. Say revival. Say nations. And you will have it. Whatever you say, as you believe in your heart, take it. Come on, praise him one more time. Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 37. You're going to get him in so much trouble. Because I promise you, from the bottom of my heart, I can start now. And we can finish very, very late. And we saw that in Richards Bay. And we'll be there again next year for a week. But there the pastor's son had a broken elbow and it got healed as we laid hands on him. The Bible never says that that tongues is the only evidence of speaking, of being baptized with the Holy Spirit. It says when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you will have power. Power is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When we lack power, we lack the Holy Spirit. When we lack power, we lack the Holy Ghost. It is time that the Holy Spirit fills us again fully. That wherever we go, there can be power. Because we confuse it with speaking in tongues. Are you guys with me? And we think because we pray in tongues, that is it. But God says, I have power for you when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Listen, let's just get back to the spirit of revival. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter number 37. Verse number 10. And he stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Now listen to this. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Say the whole house of Israel. This is you. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you to come from your graves. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me that I shall cause resurrection power to come upon you when the Spirit of revival breathes on you. Listen. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, my people. I have brought you up from your graves. Verse 14. I will put my Spirit in you and you shall live. And I will place you in, say with me, your own land. How many of you get it? I want property. God has called us to rule and to reign and to occupy. This speaks of financial blessing. When the Spirit of revival comes on you, He will take you into your own land. He will pay off your bonds. He will pay off your houses. Some in this place, you will even inherit houses and properties that you've never thought will happen. And it is opening for you now in the Spirit, says the Spirit of God. For you will own land, says the Spirit. Now, let me just, we'll close here with these points and then I'm going to pray for you as the Holy Spirit leads. I wrote you just down results of the Spirit of revival. Point number one, according to Ezekiel, what we read now, the hand of God will come upon you. When the Spirit of revival falls, the hand of God will be placed upon you. The revival requires a dry situation. What does that mean? It requires somebody here with a desperate situation. God comes where there's a need. Elijah built an altar and he poured water onto that altar. He made it impossible for God. He made it impossible for fire to burn that altar. But he said, God, I'm placing a demand. I'm making it impossible because so that when you come and move, that nobody can doubt that it was you who did it. So it requires a dry situation. Number three, it brings the suddenness of God. It says, suddenly there was a sound and bone came together to bone. Acceleration, I spoke about that last night. Power of the overtaker. When the Spirit and of the Lord comes upon you, there'll be acceleration. Number four, it will bring the winds of change. Listen to number five. This is my favorite one. This is what I feel is for every person here and for young people here. It says, it will make you an exceedingly great army. Just hold on. When the Spirit of revival falls, the Spirit of greatness falls upon a people. And God makes them great. Put up for me Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1. Genesis 12, verse 1 out of the Amplified, just quickly. Because I want the people just to catch this. I know it's on, but you're deciding to stay, so just listen to this. Now the Lord, because I don't want to miss the third wave. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself for your own advantage away from your country. From your this was the first promise God has ever given in my life. From your relatives and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Next verse. And I will make of you a great nation. Say with me, a great nation. And I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. And I will make your name famous and distinguished. Another translation says, I will make your name great and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others. Go for it to verse 3. And I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness upon you, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language towards you. In you I will all in all the families kindled of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves. Those who bless me, they get blessed. Those who curse me, they get cursed. I had a young man in a church cursing me. It was a few months after he's 25 years old. In his chair, he died in his room. But those who bless, God is going to make your name great. Listen, say with me, the Spirit of greatness Daniel chapter number 11 verse 32 says, the people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits for the king and his kingdom. When the spirit of revival is going to fall tonight upon you, there's greatness. Number six, it says it'll bring resurrection power out of the graves. Number seven, your own land, property, finances, dominion. And the Lord whispered to me this. He says, Leon, what soldier enlisted in an army pays for his own life? But it's the one who enlisted him that looks after him. God is going to look after you. Debt cancellation. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me that tonight, as the third wave, that the spirit of revival, the spirit of the breath of God will come upon you as a church, as destiny. It is time for revival to take place. Jacob Zuma will not change this nation. A new president will not change this nation. A pure revival will change the nation of South Africa. And he is going to use you. He is going to use you. Raise your hands. Father, I pray right now. People, I can really go on a tangent. I want everybody that's saying, I want the spirit of revival, not to stand as a ring of fire. I want everybody to come to the front. Come stand here in front. Raise your hands to the altar. I feel holy ground here. Just come. If you have to stand in the aisles, that's fine. Just stretch out. Let's build an altar. It won't be long, but I don't want to quench the Holy Spirit. I don't want to quench the Holy Ghost. Because I sense a too strong of a hunger here. If you can't make it to the front, just raise your hands, just stretch out. Spirit of revival is going to fall. The spirit of greatness. Young people, you better listen to me, because you're going to go to nations. They said, I can't. They say you can't make millions, but God, He loves to prove the devil wrong. He has done it for thousands of years, and He will still do it for many to come. He's going to prove the devil wrong on your behalf. I sense a great anointing on the young people. I want you to be hungry, young people. And the adults, just be hungry. Just pull on heaven. Surrender to Him. The cloud of the glory of God is in this place. Don't drop it. The sound of the glory of God. The weight of the glory of God. Wherever you are at, if you're standing in the back, if you're standing in the front, reach out to Him. Now there is a transaction taking place. A heavenly deposit is taking place. Heaven deposits itself into dead people. God is looking for living sacrifices. Two or three minutes. Give Him two or three minutes. This moment might change your life forever, people. I sense that revival is at hand. My biggest prayer was for today that every person will be filled with the Spirit of God, will be filled with the supernatural, will be filled with power. Touch their lives. Fire of God. Just raise your hands. Say with me, Holy Spirit, right now, I receive the spirit of revival, the fullness of God. Your supernatural, activate me and use me for your glory. Now surrender to Him. You just surrender to Him. Listen, there's such a glory on the stage. Here that I want some people to experience it. Kelly and Judy, just come up here for me. Greatness, Judy. Still many years. There is a glory on the stage, that's why I'm pulling people up. In the stage right now, there's impartation. Father, I pray for every person. My gosh, the fire of God, the presence. We are standing on holy ground, people. I want you to discern it. My gosh, there's such a demand. I want to lay hands on everybody. Just stay like this. Fire! There's a demand. There's a great demand. Stretch out your hands. Let it happen in this atmosphere. Let it happen in this atmosphere. You can testify afterwards. Receive it. Destiny, get ready for a decade of greatness, of great exploits. Revival is starting with you. Tonight, praise Him. I want us to stay here. Can we do once? Turn it up. Can you guys do it? Good praise. So I want us just to do something. Is that okay? To break the ethers and during this. I want to encourage you. Get ready quickly, 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 quickly. No papers. I want you to praise Him and pull on Him and go crazy like you've never done before. Then the second thing I want to ask you, raise it to Maleng, just for 1 second. Then I want to ask you, if you still want to give, listen, God gave His only beloved Son. He so loved the world. Our giving is shown by our love is shown by our giving. I triple tithe many months. And I've seen nothing but the blessing of God. Nobody can tell me tithing doesn't work. Listen, I cannot afford not to. I want to ask you, you want to do something special. I want to encourage you. Go home and make an EFT. I press that button many times. I give ridiculous amounts. If I go into services, I don't go with my watches anymore. I sew my iWatch, my Apple Watch. I sew everything I can because I know I cannot outgive God. Anything given to God, it must come back more. With the Feast of Tabernacles, I want to encourage you. Do something great for Him. Do something special for Him. Make something, do something that will grab God's attention. There's nothing that grabs attention like a massive gift. But I want us to praise Him one song. Go for it. Let the presence come in. Quickly, quickly, quickly. No delay. Let's just praise Him. Come on.
You are here. As we lift You up, You are riding on our praise. Be enthroned over everything. You are seated in our praise. This is prophetic. I can feel it. Lift our praise and it changed the atmosphere. With hearts open now, everybody sing it out. I'm turning up this sound of praise. Make it louder than any other. Lift it up and shout His name. Lift Him up and shout His name over us.
you got it, you got it. That's how it happens. It's in this atmosphere. Don't underestimate an atmosphere environment. Thank you for coming out for all the Feast of Tabernacles. Did you guys enjoy it? Amen. I hope you enjoyed it. Pastor Mark sends his love.